Jared Gomes here with you, and we got another great tribute show coming to the Mighty Peace Golf Club, so I thought I'd bring one of the performers in to chat about it.
Yes, I'm Dave LaFame. I play one of the Bee Gees. That's what I do. Actually, on this one, I play Barry Gibb. So I play the guy with the beard and the hair. That's me.
Tell me a little bit about the upcoming show. What can people kind of expect from this?
Well, you know, what we try and present with this is we try and present a history, not a chronological one, on the Bee Gees. It's not a history lesson. We'll do all of the hits that they had this side of the Atlantic, starting back sort of late 60s with things like I Started a Joke, Massachusetts, Message to You, and then into the early 70s with To Love Somebody, and of course, Nights on Broadway, all of those. Obviously, we're going to finish strong with all the disco stuff that everybody generally turns up to hear. That's the stuff that everybody remembers at Studio 54 and whatever. But we also explore a little bit into the songwriting, because they wrote a lot of great hits for other people. You know, they wrote stuff for Dionne Warwick, for Barbara Streisand, and of course, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. They wrote some fantastic songs for those people that went to number one. So we do that, and we even honor the fourth unofficial Bee Gee, which was the youngest brother, Andy Gibb, who had a successful solo career in the late 70s. And we honor Andy. We do an Andy song as well. And yeah, that's we just love to have a lot of fun and, you know, trying out a few surprises in and keep everybody amused.
Wow, so you really take them on a musical journey throughout the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's appropriate, because I think for most of us, you know, music is a journey, isn't it? You know, it's how you remember parts of your life. Somebody plays a song, you go, right, I remember doing this, you know, at high school during this song, or I remember being in my grandparents' kitchen and listening to that song. And, you know, it takes you back. Or I remember when there was a gang of us all hanging out at high school or at college, and, you know, this was the song where these guys got up and, you know, put their silly hats on and had their little dance routine or whatever it was, right? I mean, that's what music does. You know, it does take you on a journey. And I find that, you know, if we play song after song after song after song without too much commentary, I'm sure people would still enjoy the show. But what we found is, you know, if you can throw an anecdote in, or you can tell somebody a little bit of history on that song and how it came about, you don't have to do that for every number, of course, but I think that a lot of people appreciate that, because it, you know, it adds another dynamic, right? I think a good show should be, you know, a bit of a roller coaster, not a Ferris wheel, you know? So there should always be that, anticipation of what's coming, and then the surprise or the thrill of, you know, all of a sudden finding yourself flying downhill, you know? That sort of thing.
You sound quite knowledgeable on the topic. How did you find yourself in this role, you know, doing these Bee Gees tributes?
Well, I've always been a fan. I mean, that comes around. My background is that, you know, I was a corporate entertainer, and I ended up in the tribute industry, oddly enough, performing as Tom Jones and Bobby Darin. And then as sort of time has gone on, that audience, of course, is, you know, starting to retire. And the current audience tends to prefer, you know, Bee Gees, late 70s, mid 70s, which is why, you know, bands like the Eagles and Journey from the 80s and things like that, they are the most popular tributes going on. ABBA, of course, is also a big one. The fans of that music and the people that like that music, you know, they're lively individuals, and they enjoy theater shows. And so it was a natural thing for me to sort of, you know, graduate into forming a Bee Gees act, mainly because I could actually do the singing for that show, which not too many people can do. So I was just fortunate enough that, you know, that was in my wheelhouse. And there's not too many other people doing it. So it was, you know, it was a no-brainer. As a business guy, I went, hey, you know, this is what people want, and I can do it. So let's get out there and start start doing it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How long have you been doing, I guess, the Bee Gees tribute specifically?
Bee Gees tribute, I've been doing on a steady basis for about the last 10 years.
Wow.
And the current act, the current formula that we have, we've been working together for about 5 to 6 years. Yeah, and I've been in professional entertainment for about 40 years now. Yeah, and I haven't fallen apart yet, and I don't think most people would know that. So we'll keep that secret between the two of us.
And in all that time, any interesting stories from the road? Any interesting things that have happened during some shows?
Oh, I think there's there's a thousand things that happen. But, you know, I think overall, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier, you know, the nice thing about music is the memories. And, you know, there are strange things that happen that, you know, that are unexplainable. You know, PA systems going down, you know. But I think that the things that stand out for me are actually the more of the nice memories, the happy memories, when people come up to you at the end of the show and, you know, and explain how certain songs brought them back to certain people and made them think of a time, or they'll come to you and say, hey, you know, I was having a really, you know, bad week, and I actually didn't want to come here today because I wasn't feeling up to it. My friend dragged me along, but I've had a great time, and I forgot all about my troubles for the last 90 minutes. You know, that's what makes it rewarding for us.
I know some tributes go all in with costumes and other things. Do you guys do that for the show?
Yeah, we do. We actually, you know, we create the image, we put the costumes on, and we look like the guys, or at least we create the image of the guys. You know, we do that. We try and keep that as authentic as possible, even when talking to the audience. For me, I'm originally from England, so it's easy for me to keep up an English accent, but my buddies that are with me who were born and bred Canadians, you know, they're getting better at sounding like Brits, and they try that. But we do introduce ourselves to the audience as, you know, Dave, Chris, and Kevin. You know, we do that because we feel that you know, it's the ruse is fine, but you know, we also want to put we don't want to put a barrier between ourselves and the folks either. So we've studied the guys, we've studied how they approach the music and their, you know, and their body language and things of that nature. So we certainly want people to see that when we're performing the songs, that, you know, given the illusion that, hey, they could be right here, you know, sitting, you know, less than 50 feet from the real thing, you know?
What is your favorite song to perform?
Oh, that's right. You know, I can't pick one. I think that would, so let me do this. How deep is your love? You know, I think I heard the Bee Gees say one time that was one of their favorite songs that they wrote. It's a beautiful love song. And in the love song vein, I think the other one that I enjoy singing, because I really, you know, it really challenges me, is Too Much Heaven. Mm. From a fun point of view, you know, Nights on Broadway is just such a funky song. Just love that. Personally, I enjoy a lot of the early stuff. I just find that from a musician's point of view, I just really appreciate those early songs like, you know, Gotta Get a Message and To Love Somebody, which I don't know if you know this, but To Love Somebody was actually written for Otis Redding. And of course, the sad part is that Otis Redding didn't live long enough to sing it, but the Bee Gees had a massive hit with it. And it does seem to be the song from those early years that most people really seem to remember all the words to, you know?
If you had to convince some people to go to the show and you had to sum it up in just a few words or maybe one sentence, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's an extremely entertaining show and that it's going to be very good value for money. For anybody that wants to come and see the show, they will come along, they will have a great time. Yeah, that's it. You know, come along, have a great time. You're going to hear a lot of great music. You're going to have a lot of fun with us. We're fun guys. We have a lot of fun.